You know when you just sort of know someone's name and you've had a couple of chats to them, like, that's sort of as far as it goes. And I'm not very social, and I'm not very, you'll find out at Pride 48 in New Orleans, which I'm going to. Very exciting. But very exciting, but also, you know, I'm an introvert. I don't know. I've just...
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Very exciting, but also...
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode Big Fatty, you're not prepared. I'm not. Episode 2475. Hello, BFO, for right. The 3rd of August, 2018, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Big Fatty, there's no time, you fucked it up, yes?
A little show.
Big Fatty, they just absolutely refused to not let them say it, except for Boston Josh. I didn't hear him at all, but he's unsubscribed. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your fright is going well, y'all. Yeah, it has been it's been raining here in Charleston today. Overcast, 70% Thursday, and it's supposed to be that way all day for right as well. But, y'all, it hadn't stopped Big Fat. Yes, Big Fatty, you've, what have you done? Well, I hadn't done much, but, I can say that, after I recorded yesterday, I did this. Can you hear that? Can you ask me, Fatty? We hear it. As I do on hump day, even though I had ruby red battery difficulties early in the day, y'all, I did go to the Von Z's, because, you know, it's like my pocketbook is on fire when I don't get the senior citizens discount. Y'all, they didn't have a whole lot on sale that I wanted. Y'all, I did pick up the... They had the bagged specialty solids on sale, 3 for $10. So I got the Asian sesame and the blue cheese bafferin and the Caesar solid kit. I got all three of those. Y'all, they had red seedless grapes on sale, so I picked up a bag of those. Y'all, I want to make some fried okra, and you know, if you're gonna make it yourself, you gotta have some cone meal. So I picked up a pound of yellow cone meal. Y'all got a full dozen of large eggs. Y'all, they had the good Kanaku smoked sausage on sale, 2 for $9. So I got a couple of those. And y'all, then they had a brand new prepared a solid there in the delicatessen. Y'all, it was the barbecue summer solid. And y'all, it had barbecue poke and bacon and cheese and french fried onions and cucumbers with a chipotle barbecue sauce on it. So I got that and had that for my supper. Y'all, only spent $32.88, and I only saved $6.96. But Big Fatty, you went and you got your senior citizens discount. Yes! And y'all, after I got home, Big Fatty, are you doing retirement talk? Shouldn't you be playing the... Well, you're right. I should be playing the music.
Thank you. truly, every day that makes me happy. And y'all, I just think to myself, if Big Fatty had just a fingernail's worth of the talent that Alex Lefebvre has, y'all, I just, Big Fatty, you'd be successful. Well, anyway, but y'all, I got home and I put away my provisions, and y'all had my barbecue summer salad. What did I do then? Oh, y'all, then it was time for the Big Brother, and y'all watched that, and then y'all, I'm sitting there. During the Big Brother, and this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud.
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Y'all, it was okay. I know. It's the first time since getting back from Hatland. Okay. Y'all, it was, what was it? Big Fatty? It was, y'all, it was my 30-year-old that likes to come over and have a good time with Big Fatty. Big Fatty, there's no accounting for taste, that's for sure. But y'all, he was very interested in the special chow last night. So, y'all, it was a... he was only here for 30 minutes, but y'all, it was an absolutely lovely, just lovely. Yes, Big Fatty included a wet cleanup. Well, y'all, I mean, it was just what the doctor ordered. Big Fatty didn't know Dr. Stone had ordered anything. No, y'all, after that, I watched a little bit more on the TV machine. Y'all, I went to bed. Slept like a baby. Y'all, Whitman Tinker was not in Fat Acres last night. Let me just say this. y'all slept like a baby. Yes, because you're going to have to wash those sheets. Y'all, by the way, one day earlier this week, was it yesterday or the day before? It doesn't really matter. Y'all, I washed my Big Fatty. I washed my nipple walk clothes. Yes, Big Fatty, because that's all you get dressed for. It's true. Then y'all, I got up on Thursday morning. It wasn't terribly late. I guess I was out of the bed by 8 a.m. in the morning and had my coffee and read the newspaper and watched the TV machine a little bit and did a little Pride 48 work. And y'all went for my nipple walk, got sprinkled on a little bit. Big Fatty Toppy Smelly would be excited. No, rain sprinkle. Oh, very different. Never mind. y'all, I've come back here to the villa, and y'all, it got dark. Got dark as dark as midnight, and so I took a little nipper nap. I took a little nipper nap on Thursday afternoon, and y'all, then there's this new gentleman caller that's been, Herbert Ready, y'all, and he's, let's just see here, he's all about Big Fatty for some reason, 35, Big Fatty, that seems to be the age that everybody is interested in. Well, this the only age is the, you know, there's lots of these young'uns, and y'all, I just not interested in the young'uns. They know Big Fatty. He may be coming over Thursday night, but y'all, Thursday night, Big Brother, live show. Y'all, by the way, y'all, are you listening? Are you listening to the But First podcast that old Crooked Hat and I are doing? Y'all, we talk about the Big Brother, and y'all, this coming Sunday, y'all, we're gonna have Mr. Mike Lawson from the Catching Up Little Show on there. Mike's a big Brother fan, and it should be interesting. So y'all, come on over there to pride48.com. About 9:30 p.m. in the evening Eastern. You know, that's the only time zone that matters. And we're going to talk about Big Brother then. Yes, Big Freddy!
Big Freddy, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Freddy?
Why do you call yourself Big Freddy, Big Freddy?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Freddy.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Axe Big Fatty question today comes to us from Mr. Cackle. You know, he and Dr. P just got back from Prague, Mexico. And y'all, he sent this in back in July. And it says, hey, Big Fatty, I have an Axe Big Fatty question. Cue the music. Big Fatty, it's already playing. Oh, well, anyway, I don't know. He says, you were talking about a bedspread in your hillbilly dialect, other than your stripper name during the Reagan administration, what does bedspread mean? Is it a comforter, a blanket, a duvet? Please educate the children, Mr. Cackle, Big Fatty. By the children, does he mean those darling children?
She's an asshole.
Oh, they haven't changed a bit. Well, Mr. Cackle, first of all, thank you, darling children, for chiming in there. But anyway, first of all, thank you so much for the message. This is an excellent question, by the way. I guess the term bedspread, it's a Southern term. A bedspread to me is something that is probably cotton that goes all the way to the floor. You don't have a bed skirt or anything like that that goes along with you, but it's lighter weight, if you ask me, and it puts a design in your face. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, now I just want to run. Big Fatty, it just came to my attention that Amy Kodak Coles isn't planning on being at Pride 48. Well, somebody's going to have to take the pictures, I guess. So, anyway, y'all, just want to remind everybody that this coming Sunday night, August the 5th at 7 p.m. in the evening Eastern, you know, that's the only time zone that matters. Y'all, it's the next to the last State of the Station prior to Pride 48 in New Orleans. Y'all, we're going to have lots, and I do mean lots, of information. We've passed some of the information along to the little shows that are participating. And by the way, little shows, some of you haven't responded to us, so get off your ass and respond. Big Fatty, you tell them. But we need to hear back from you. if you say, oh, I didn't get anything, well, go look again, because you did. Big Fatty, and if you didn't, send Big Fatty a message, and I'll send it to you again. Anyway, what was I saying? Big Fatty, stay to the station. Yes. Sunday night, 7 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, if you're not going to be able to make it down to New Orleans, y'all still come on over there, because y'all, no Pride 48 event
is possible without folks being in the chat room. And y'all, we're going to have information that'll apply to folks in the chat room as well during the event. So y'all come on over there, listen to what all we got going on, and maybe it'll make you to start saving your shekels for next year's Pride 48. Big Fatty, I'm saving them right now. Yes! Y'all, I don't have a kerfuffle from a Jimmy Bear Big Fatty. It's because he unsubscribed. I guess that's true. You know, the summertime's a busy time, so maybe he's just busy doing other things. But y'all, I've got something here from Mr. Cackle again. It says, hey, Big, Dr. P and I went to see the new Whitney Houston documentary last night. Before that, we had burritos. I can see where this is going already. Before that, we had burritos for dinner. Once the movie started, that Mexican food began knocking on my back door. I ignored it, figuring I could clinch for 2 hours. Well, just when the movie began to talk about Whitney's lesbian assistant, I had a screaming diarrhea attack. I ran out to the theater's restroom and locked myself in a stall. I barely got my underwear down before a screaming, loud deluge of ugly blasted out of me. There was a hot young guy also in the restroom that I practically had to shove out of my way. The emergency nature of the situation required me to override my usual cannot poop if someone else is present rule, let alone the home pooper rule, trademark Dr. Stone. When I shamefully returned to the movie, they had moved past Whitney's lesbian past. Dr. P had to fill me in on the details later. Mr. Cackle, P.S., you can save this for Shark Week if you like. Well, no, Mr. Cackle, we're going to do it. We're going to do it today because we need a Friday kerfuffle. Big Fatty, always funny when Mr. Cackle just about shorts his pants. Maybe he'll do it in New Orleans, too. Oh, Nick, I see. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, there was some sort of little hiccup on yesterday's little show. Y'all, I don't know what caused it or anything like that, but Big Fatty, it was some sort of testicular difficulties, I guess so. But anyway, I don't know. Y'all, don't forget, State of the Station, Sunday night, 7 p.m., be over there in the chat room. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the little Ozzy Battler. He'll be down there at Pride 48 in New Orleans. And Scotty, I know it's winter down where you are, but are you getting ready for summertime in New Orleans?
Very exciting, but also...
Oh, that'll all happen when you get up to South Dakota.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.